Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Wednesday evening, April 22nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc. NYSE, American, Power, TMQ advances Arctic project with federal permitting application. Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc. advances Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District by submitting a Clean Water Act Section 404 application to the U.S. Army Corps of UNROCK Breaks. Engineers. The high-grade copper project, with an average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent, is also expected to pursue FAST 41 program coverage to streamline permitting timelines as the company progresses with engineering, environmental work, and field activities for a future investment decision.
Mining News Breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. expands Murdoch Mountain footprint with new prospecting applications. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has expanded its footprint at the Murdoch Mountain property with the acceptance of three additional applications to prospect by the Bureau of Land Management. This adds 6,011 acres to the existing permit, bringing the total to 1,813 acres. The company is progressing with environmental review and exploration work, including drilling, with average grades of 10.95% P2O5.
IMCX Gold and Silver Corporation sees 2026 to be the company's best year yet. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation anticipates 2026 to be a pivotal year as it progresses with the historic Clayton Silver Mine project in Idaho. Recent geological indicators have reinforced the company's dedication to advancing operations, with a non-brokered private placement financing of up to $2 million. CMX is poised for significant growth. Stay updated on CXXMF news at the company's newsroom.
The Protocase Companies and Advanced Glazings are hosting a career fair in Wilmington, NC to support their rapid U.S. expansion. Hiring across manufacturing, engineering, open source infrastructure, and advanced building materials, the event will take place on April 30th, 2026 from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Maritime North Business Park. Attendees can explore opportunities with Protocase, 45 Drives, Protospace MFG, and Advanced Glazings, showcasing a culture of speed, ownership, and continuous improvement.
CBL International Limited acquires majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited. CBL International Limited has acquired a 50.5% majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited, expanding its sustainable fuel material trading business in Malaysia. This move aims to support the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and biofuel industries. GMH operates feedstock trading for SAF and biofuels, along with ship biofuel supply and traditional bunkering services in Malaysia. The acquisition aligns with global ESG considerations and regulatory requirements in the maritime and aviation sectors.
Overwhelming shareholder support at 2026 annual meeting, Scandium Canada enters the year fully funded to advance PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. Scandium Canada Limited announces overwhelming shareholder support at the 2026 annual meeting, fully funding their PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. With $15 million in cash and $6.90 million in non-dilutive funding, the company is well-positioned for a 12-month work program focused on key catalysts. All resolutions passed with strong majorities, including unanimous support for the six directors. The company enters 2026 with a clear focus on execution.
SportsSea Turf East Michigan standardizes putting green turf install process. SportsSea Turf East Michigan has standardized its putting green turf installation process, expanding its services to cover residential and commercial properties in the East Michigan region. The company now offers artificial turf installations for a variety of applications, including backyard putting greens and commercial recreation spaces. This expansion comes in response to the increasing demand for low-maintenance, weather-resistant alternatives to natural grass in the area.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.